After George Mitchell spoke today, Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig had this to say.
His report is a call to action, and I will act. Senator Mitchell has made 20 recommendations, all of which I embrace.
That's the Commissioner of Baseball. Later, the head of the Players Union, Donald Fehr, chimed in as well. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman joins us once again. And Tom, Bud Selig talked about dealing with players. If action is needed, action will be taken. What could he mean by that?
It could mean suspensions or fines. It could be along the lines of what happened last week with a couple of players, Jay Gibbons of the Baltimore Orioles, Jose Guillen of the Kansas City Royals, both given 15-day suspensions at the beginning of next season. What Selig said about taking action, this is where he really diverged with Mitchell. Mitchell said, don't punish the guys who did this in the past. Move on unless there were egregious transgressions. Selig said he'll deal with each active player named on a case-by-case basis, and he'll determine the best course of action.
Bud Selig says he wants to act on Mitchell's recommendations, though. What are those recommendations?
Well, as he said, there are 20. A few of them include increasing frequency of drug testing, closing loopholes in the testing, and he says he's already moved toward that. He's eliminated the 24-hour notice that teams received before drug testing. That basically telegraphed to players when they'll be tested, and that doesn't work if you're trying to catch drug users. Other recommendations, having a truly outside organization, independent, to oversee the drug program, and also allowing investigators to pursue suspected dopers using things other than positive tests, documents, paper trail evidence, witness testimony, those kinds of things.
Bud Selig spoke of recommendations which can be implemented unilaterally, but others cannot. Mm-hmm. Some of them would have to be negotiated with the union. Any word or sense of whether that could happen?
Well, yeah, absolutely, and that's where the sticking points may come. Bud Selig called for union head Donald Fehr to join arms with him and, you know, do it for the good of the game. In his press conference later, Donald Fehr wouldn't say yes or no, but he hinted it might not be so easy. He asked people to remember that a strong collective bargaining agreement has certain components, including mutual respect for agreements that have been reached. So the translation, Robert, really seems to be reopening the current collective bargaining agreement to make changes might not be the best thing.
Yeah, there was anticipation that Donald Fehr would be seething by 6 p.m. Eastern time because players were identified by name in the Mitchell report and because the union didn't really have a chance to review the report in advance. Of course, they hadn't cooperated very much with Senator Mitchell either. How did he respond to the report?
He was actually quite calm, which was surprising, considering, as you said, the anticipation of a fire-breathing Donald Fehr. You know, that may still come after he reads the report, but the reason he was so calm is he basically hadn't read it. And his only emotion came near the end of his comments to the press when he talked about not getting the report in advance in order to review it. He called it extraordinarily unusual that he didn't get a copy beforehand. I will say the one substantial thing Fehr said was he accepted that perhaps the union could have taken steps sooner to head off the drug crisis in the game. Now, that's not quite a mea culpa, but it came pretty close, and it was a lot closer than Bud Selig got. Selig just kind of stumbled through an answer and said he was looking forward to the future and how to make things better.
What do you think of Selig's statement that Major League Baseball has the toughest anti-doping policy in, I guess he said, professional sports?
Well, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, people would have had to stifle laughs. You know, they've improved since they first instituted testing in 2003. Back then, it was laughably weak. They've strengthened it. They've opened the collective bargaining agreement a few times to strengthen it. It still doesn't compare with Olympic sports and how they police against performance-enhancing drugs, but it's pretty good.
Okay. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Tom, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.